world should be enrolled. When we hear those verses, we know the rest of the story. We know about pregnant Mary and Joseph and their trip to Bethlehem. We know that Jesus is born in a stable because there was no room in the inn. We know about the shepherds in the fields and the angels who came to them and said, "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a child who is Christ the Lord." And glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill to all. This story begins with Caesar Augustus, or Emperor Augustus. Back then, everyone knew him. He was the emperor. During his reign, Rome became the greatest power in the world. In his day, everyone knew him because of his reign, but also because of all the coins with his face on them scattered throughout the kingdom and beyond. Today, people know of him not so much because of his reign in the Roman Empire, but because of this first verse of this lesson from Luke chapter 2. A decree went out from Emperor Augustus. There is irony here. In that day, everyone knew Augustus, but no one knew of the baby Jesus. But in our day, the reason people know of Augustus is because of the birth of Jesus. If Luke had not written, "In those days a decree went out," hardly anyone would know Augustus' name. But everyone knows the name of Jesus. God has a way of turning things upside down. As an adult, Jesus would tell his disciples, "The first will be last, and the last will be first." The Christmas story is an example of God turning things upside down. Back then, Augustus was first, number one, and baby Jesus was last. But today, the opposite is true. No one worships Augustus today, but billions worship Jesus. Another piece of the upside-down nature of God in this story is the nature of Jesus, the Son of God, and how he was born. One would think that a royal baby would be born in this big palace in a big city with servants and royalty all about. And one would think that the Son of God, more important than any royalty, would also be born in an important, special place. One would think. But God turns things upside down. Instead of Jesus being born in a big, fancy palace with servants everywhere, Jesus is born outside of a small town. Born not in an inn or a hospital, not in a home, but in a stable where the animals would spend the night. There's a big difference between the smells and the sounds of a stable and that of a palace. Instead of servants around to wait on the royal family, there is hardly anyone present at the birth of Jesus. Just Mary and Joseph, some shepherds, some smelly animals. God did the unexpected. I am amazed at how often God does things a certain way. And I've said more than once, if I were God, I would not have done it that way. But typically, I'll quickly follow that up with, it's probably a good thing that I'm not God, right? God chose a lowly birth for his son. Why? It is a mystery for me, but it shows us God's love. God chose to show his love, to share his love, not just with the super important people of the world, but God chose to show his love with all people, great and small, young and old, here, there, and everywhere. One of Jesus' titles is Emmanuel, which means God with us. God is with us in the stable. God is with us in our homes, in our places of business, wherever we go. God is with us day and night, every day, Emmanuel. And God invites us to be present with Jesus, just as Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and the wise men and all the animals. I was trying to get the point across that God invites us to be there in the manger also. God invites us to be present in the manger back then, but also to be present in the world wherever we might be, at work, at play, at school, in our busy lives, in our quiet lives, to be the presence of God with people today. Emmanuel, God is with us. Emmanuel, you are with people, sharing and caring and loving and serving. Emmanuel, God and you are with all of God's people. I end with a story that took place in an elementary school years ago. One day, there was a tornado watch, and that tornado watch turned into a tornado warning. A tornado was approaching the school. Students and staff were ushered into the cafeteria, the safe place. There was worry, there was fear, there was crying, there was sobbing. One teacher tried to calm everyone down by singing some songs. That did not work. Then another staff member whispered into the ear of a student, "God is with us. Pass it on." The staff member whispered into a couple other students' ears, "God is with us. Pass it on." And slowly throughout that cafeteria, students and staff whispered in the ears of others. The sounds and the emotions changed from fear to hope, from concern to peace. God is with us. Pass it on. God sent Jesus to be with us. Born in a stable with his mother Mary and his earthly father Joseph, there were animals there and shepherds. With Jesus, Emmanuel, God is with us. And just as God is with you and me in the baby Jesus, now in the risen Christ, God invites you and me to whisper and to shout to people here and far, God is with you. Pass it on. Emmanuel, Merry Christmas. Amen.